If you were forced to leave home at very short notice, what items would you take with you? This week on the BBC World Service, in a series called A Piece of Home, we'll be hearing from people who've been in this situation. Our first contributor had only one day in which to leave behind her old life, as she explains.
My name's Ophelia, and I had to flee from my home with my children following years of harassment and abuse and threats of an ex-violent partner who did very bad things to me for many years. And we had to run away. And when we did, the one thing that I knew we couldn't leave behind for the sake of rebuilding our life and being a family still was my Christmas decorations. And here they are. We've got jingly jangly bells, and I'm not quite sure what it actually was, but it was made by my daughter when she was 7. Father Christmas, I have tried to be good, so please can I have a candy machine, a CD player, dolls, makeup and jewellery. We had a day to get out from a big house that we've been living in for many years, and there was no way that I could leave our home without taking the Christmas stuff, because it's something that he couldn't take from us, because it was 17 years worth of memories that I'd made with my children, and I wasn't going to leave that behind for anything. I couldn't let him take our memories from us, because at that point, that was all we had. There was many things that were very, very important to me, because that was familiar, and that would have given them a little bit of comfort and home in the new property. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. The first Christmas here was very hard for all of us. I really struggled. We were safe, and we are safe, I think, I hope. But it was really hard for me to try and make sure that it felt like Christmas for the children. That was hard, which is why it was so important to them, to me, to have the stuff for them.